Everyone, or afternoon, evening, if you're listening on podcast. So that was the Mighty Metallica with When a Blind Man Cries, easing us in gently to the last breakfast RPM show. So welcome to Jan, my mate who's finally tuned in. And yeah, sorry Jan, I shouldn't be chuckling, but this is the last RPM breakfast rock, punk and metal show, because I'm starting a new job and I'm going to be working on a Wednesday morning. So I will come back to, it's not the end of the RPM show, but it's going to be at a different time. But of course you can listen, those I know probably more if you listen on podcast anyway, so it won't affect you. And there might be a pause for a couple of weeks while I get used to my new job. But I will come back to that towards the end of the show. Let's just get back to some more music. And also a stupid thing. I had my chimes ready to start the show and they were right in front of me on my desk, and I still just press play on Metallica rather than doing the chimes. So I've decided I'm not supposed to open the show with a chime, or maybe I will try and get into the habit for the next show, but that won't make any sense to you, Jan. Don't worry about that. Just welcome, welcome, welcome. Right, so Steve Harley of Cockney Rebel died a few weeks ago, and I think it was announced the afternoon of my morning show, so I couldn't have done it that week, but I meant to do it the week after and forgot. So this is dedicated to him and his music. Make Me Smile.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Paul the rebel to the floor. What a bore. Blue eyes. How can you tell so many lies? Come up and see me, make me smile. I'll do what you want, running wild. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. You have to hide. Oh, come up and see me to make me smile. I'll do what you want, running wild. No more, you've taken everything from my belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Away, away. Don't say, maybe you'll try. Oh, to come up and see me, to make me smile. I'll do what you want, just run away.
So Steve Harley, I was looking up his obituary, He caught polio when he was two, nearly died, obviously didn't, but spent a long time in hospital. And while he was in hospital, we discovered poetry and poetry, prose, Bob Dylan. It's interesting how they do say, don't they, that illness can give you the time to, maybe have a sort of swerve off your life path or whatever. But his first job was working as a trainee accountant with the Daily Express, despite having gained only 24% in his mock O-level maths exam. But he wasn't interested in being an accountant. He wanted to become a reporter. So it was a foot into the Daily Express, foot through the door. When he became a reporter, he covered the Cray murder at the Blind Beggar pub in Whitechapel. And I really like this, at the age of 21, unwilling to write a story about a woman who had taken two tins of food from a shop, he determined to get sacked, an objective he achieved by not wearing a tie and growing his hair long. Now that makes me think, I wish I had determined to get myself sacked from the crematorium. Would have been a lot more fun than just resigning. However, I couldn't, because it would have affected lots of grieving families and I wouldn't have done that. So yes, I've never had to get myself sacked from a job before. But I imagine, yeah, I like that. Not wearing a tie and growing his hair long. So he was obviously a Cockney rebel right from the start. Born a Cockney rebel. And the other bit, I hope you all had a nice Easter weekend. We're all hanging, aren't we, we all just really need those 4 days off. Thank you to anyone who worked and didn't get the 4 days off. But I think the whole country was really in need of 4 days. It's good, isn't it? Because you can do a bit of everything. You can get a bit of housework done. You can get out on your bike or whatever you want to do. You can, just do a bit of everything. And the weather was better than expected. And we've now got lighter evenings. And we're heading towards summer. And also we've got the thought of next month, we've got two bank holidays. And then we're into June, summer. Yeah. But because of Easter, I said last weekend, and this is Easter, the religious festival, not my husband. I suddenly thought, I do death and birth songs for this week. Which was interesting, because when I typed death into my music catalogue, my music library, a whole list of songs came up. And when I typed in birth, one came up. So I had to do a bit of investigation. When I typed in born, a lot came up. And it sort of fit in as well, because it's the end of my breakfast show. So in that way, I should have just done death songs this week and birth songs when I come back, but hey ho, I didn't think of that till just now. So we're going with the death songs, and the next one, we're just going with death songs. I'm going to play a couple of death songs and I'll tell you what they were afterwards. That's what brings me down. I'm looking forward to death. It's been so rid of me, so much hate and so much pity. I can't take another day. It's such a bore. It gets me really sore. I don't need this fucking world. I don't need this fucking world. This will bring me down. Gag with every breath. This will bring me down. I'm looking for the day. Looking for the day. Looking for the day. Dickon it is. Forward to death. should be looking forward to death. So I just realised that in my excitement to tell you all about Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, I didn't press my talk button on the microphone, so you didn't hear any of it. I'm going to have some editing to do after this show before it goes up as podcast. So I'm going to recover that. Yo, you won the lottery, the first prize dead. And when we come through, make sure quiet is kept. Hit the deck, only you, where the fuck is the rest? I got a high caliber rap, put a hole in your chest. You sort of get stressed, leave you in a state of arrest. Sound system that I'm ripping is my way to protect. Cause the last one allowed to keep my eye on the quest. I keep my PMA together and from John IC Rest. Bitty bye bye. Better grab the microphone, I take over that frequency. Better grab the microphone, I take over that frequency. Better grab the microphone, I take over that frequency. This is a live dead threat. La-di-di-da-di-di-da-di-da, with the INS terrorist anarchist tribe. Ha, we gonna eat you alive. Cause you're caught in the cipher and full overdrive. Rock the microphone, yeah, like it was a religion. Crew is locked and loaded, calibrated with precision. Send out the drunk monk with all the ammunition. Followed by the stone puck to kill the competition. Huh. Better grab the microphone and take over that frequency. Better grab the microphone and take over that frequency. Better grab the microphone and take over that frequency. This is a life dead threat. I forgot to say before, the one I played before that was Dead Kennedys, Forward to Death, and that I've just played was Insolence, Death Threat. It made me chuckle because when they're saying death threat coming from a stranger danger, we went past the, me and Sasha went into town on Good Friday and we went past the scout hut where she used to go to scouts, and I remembered walking in there, she'd forgotten something and I had to take it into her. And they'd just been having their talk on like stranger danger and how not to talk to strangers type thing. And I walked into the scout hut and they all turned round and pointed at me and went, stranger danger. Oh, and it was the most sort of hilarious thing that I've never forgotten. And neither has Sash, because it was really embarrassing, because it was her mum. Anyway, little story there, a little sideline. Right, you probably recognise this next one. This is an excuse to pay Motorhead's Killed by Death. So, bank holiday weekend, what did I get up to? Well, it was quite mixed. I was at home on Friday, and then Saturday morning I went off on my bike down to Dartmoor to help cooking at a yoga retreat, so a Kundalini yoga retreat that my teacher trainer was running, and she asked for volunteer students to go back down and help with the cooking, and so I did. So I was mostly chopping vegetables, and chilling out really in the yoga vibe. And it's such a beautiful place. It used to be owned by Buddhist monks, I think, for like 30 years before it was taken over by the current owners a few years ago as a retreat centre. And it's just in a real sort of in the middle of nowhere, Old Valley in Dartmoor. It's what's it called? It's a temperate rainforest, isn't it? When you get all the lichen hanging off the trees, there's a river running through. It's brilliant. Such a lovely place to be. So, I mean, getting up crazy early and having a cold shower and doing yoga, like 4:20, my alarm went off, which was after the clocks had gone forward, so it's really 3:20. but brilliant, yeah, crazy Kundalini stuff. And then I came back on, it's quite a lot of traffic riding down on Saturday morning, despite leaving at 8:00. But coming back, it was clearer on the Sunday, so I had a nice run back. And then Monday morning, we went off to, finally, the Red Marley Hill Climb. So Easter last went in 2006, he worked out, and he'd been meaning to take me up there. Ever since, really, since we met 11 years ago, and we'd never made it for one reason or another. I think last year we were sort of set to go, but the weather was so shit that we just thought it's not going to be enjoyable. But this year it's better, and actually it turned out to be completely dry. We did have to get the people had to be, we had, including us, had to be towed by a tractor onto the field for parking. But then due to Easter's good transit van driving skills, a good run up a downhill slope, we managed to get off without having to be towed. And it's surprising how much it dried out with just like 7 hours of sunshine and wind. But yeah, it's just a mentally steep hill, basically, that the bikes go up, and they're classic bikes as well. So they're I don't know what the date is actually, but I'm thinking they're like older than 30 years or something like that. And then there's a lot of older bikes that are like, you know, to run a like 1955 BSA up a hill that steep is absolutely mental. And it's one of those ones that quite a few people don't make it up over as well. So, but nobody hurt themselves, which is good, always a bonus. And yeah, it's just mental. It's mental to watch. I love watching people doing crazy things. So that was a very nice way to spend Easter Bank Holiday. And then we stayed up there. We extended. Rather than having a day out, we went for a night out. So we stayed up in near Tewkesbury, and we found a nice pub in Ledbury. Never been to Ledbury before, but I liked Ledbury. I quite like it up round that part over towards Wales, but not in Wales. Well, I like it in Wales as well, but I like it further west. And I had a wander around Tewkesbury in the charity shops, found something nice for breakfast on Tuesday morning, so it felt like we extended our weekend. Didn't teach me yoga class, because who wants to come to yoga straight after stuffing chocolates all weekend? Anyway, how many death tracks have we got left? We need to get on with the death tracks. Yes. So this is Bombas. Funny enough, I wore my Bombas t-shirt to the yoga when I was cooking, because I thought I don't need to be yogi all the time. So I wore my Bombas t-shirt. Bombas are a Swedish rock band. And this track is Repeat Until Death from their album Repeat Until Death. We'll be right back. Bombus. So from Swedish rockers to Ukrainian metalers. So this is Vov Kulaka, who I discovered quite a few years ago now, definitely before the war in Ukraine. They have got a website if you're interested in looking them up. So it's Vov, V-O-V, K-U, Laka, L-A-K-A, Vov Kulaka. And it looks like they've been busy working on their website, so I might have a read of that while I'm playing this track, which is Death Ground. Vov Kulaka, Death Ground. So they haven't been working on their website. You need to put in Vov Kulaka music if you want to be taken to anything to do with Vovkalaka, because there's also a comic, a Ukrainian comic. Well, it basically just Vovkalaka takes you to a Ukrainian comic site, which is also look quite interesting. But it's not the Vovkalaka band. Okay, so now for a bit of a handbrake turn, we're going to have some Johnny Cash. We're going to have a couple of songs with Jesus in the title. So this is Johnny Cash with You Can't Beat Jesus Christ.
He was born to be known as everybody's brother. He is a father's son and Mary is his mother.
He is a excuse man's language and a compound country kind of guy. Yes, he is. Ain't no way to get around it. You just can't beat Jesus Christ. No, you can't. I used to crank and drink until my back was to the floor. And I'd take it to the limit and I'd try to get some more. Yeah, when it came to gambling, yeah, Lord, God knows I'd roll them dice, yes I would. Ain't no reason to deny it, I have been saved by Jesus Christ.
Starts in the middle and he does not have an end. And when my soul was held for ransom, well, he is the one that paid the price. Yeah, well, there ain't no two ways about it. I owe it all to Jesus Christ. You know I do that, don't you? Oh, Rogan. Praise the Lord, honey. Everybody's brother. He is the father's son and Mary is his mother.
He is, excuse my slang, well, a compound country kind of guy. Ain't no way to get around it. You just can't be Jesus Christ. I mean it.
Your pony. And next, Is Jesus Nowhere from Green Day.
And we will see how godless a nation we have become.
We'll be right back.
Green Day, East Jesus Nowhere. So a couple of quick hellos. Jane, who normally listens live but has taken her car to the garage and will listen on podcast later. Hi to you, Jane. We have catch-ups anyway in between, so I will I'll leave it at that. Ambusky, sorry I didn't make it up to see you. You and Dean camping, Mick as well, at Priddy. Yeah, Busky's lastminute.com, like me. And the trouble with lastminute.com is that sometimes people can't do it because they're doing other stuff. So I'd hope to maybe whip up and see them, because they often, the boys do a camping trip up at Priddy. It's one of those places. So Priddy, if you're ever down in Somerset, look up Priddy and go there, because it is an amazing place. It's sort of like, it's a bit Dartmoor-ish actually. When you're there, you feel really, really remote. You're not actually that remote, but it's just got this real remote ancient feel to it. But it's not that far from us, but it always takes longer than I think. I think it probably is a good hour, and I'm in my head it's always like 40 minutes. Probably because the roads are small when you get to the last bit, I guess. But anyway, yeah, we've made it up there previous years to sort of sit around for a couple of hours, but we didn't make it this year. Partly because I had to get up early on Saturday morning to get down to my yoga commitment. But yeah, I think you were lucky with the weather, so all's good. And hopefully I will see you sometime over the summer, not too long away, I hope. I wish everyone still went to Isle of Wight on the Edge. In the old days, all my London crew used to head down there, and it used to be a really good catch-up weekend. And then we all sort of stopped going when Over the Edge became On the Edge. And they moved. It's a motorbike rally, but moved to a different site that was slightly inland. And the previous site had been absolutely fantastic, sort of on the cliffs. It was a really, really good site. But actually, the new site is pretty nice as well. And it's still the same rally and the same people. So, and it might be the last one this year. But yeah, I do miss catching up with my London mates. You know me. I'd happily not work and just go around go around the country visiting my mates and staying for a few days here and there. Anyway, how much time have we got left? Oh crikey. Really, we've got 6 minutes left. Okay, so how many tracks have I got lined up? I've got 5 tracks. Right, I'm not going to play them all. I'm going to what am I going to do? So I am going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm going to save the Bourne tracks for my first new show. So I'm going to finish off with the only track in my entire library that had the word birth in the title. And then I'm going to play that, and to finish a new track, my like download track of the week. So yeah, let's press play on that. So this is the very talented Mancunian band Witch Fever with the track In Birth. Yes, I am allowed to play the C word on my show. Do you know? Rich Fever, In Birth. So, last track is from a lady called Rosalie Cunningham. And this track is Ride On My Bike. So she's got an amazing voice, a bit trippy. I'm just going to play it and see what you think. She's also got a very new track out called Return of the Ellington, which I might see if I can download and play in my first new show, my reborn show. I'm thinking of changing the name. You can message me and tell me what you think. I'm thinking of changing the name from the RPM show to the Torque show, and Torque as in T-O-R-Q-U-E, as in bikes are talky, but obviously I do talk a bit as well, so it might be quite a good name. So yeah, let me know what you think of that. But first, before I play my goodbye gongs and sounds, which, yeah, prepare yourself, Jan. I always close the show with I hit my Tibetan singing bowl, so it's like a gong to finish the show. So it's not over till the gong. And sometimes I do a like chink before the gong, but we'll see what mood I'm in. But first, here is Rosalie Cunningham. Good videos as well, she does. Ride On My Bike.
Been for a ride on my bike. When you're hurrying and worrying, oh, love for bread, won't give it a rest. It takes the question mark right out of your head, onto the page, onto the stage, into the conscious stream. I know we're meant to be, let me recommend to you, my friend, some medicine. Let me take you for a ride on my bike. A friend, I hear they make a bicycle for two. And when a mescaline is kicking in, tell him he's in for a big surprise. For once, a belly that's bigger than his eyes. Hunger for danger never changes, say his friends and I. Yeah.
Rosalie Cunningham. On her website, she's got a website, rosaliecunningham.com, and it says that if Kate Bush and the Beatles had a baby, it would have been Rosalie Cunningham, which I think is, yeah, is a good way of putting it. Right, OK, that's the end of the show. I've only overrun by 5 minutes, so that's quite good for me. Thanks for your company. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a good week. Well, I hope you have a good month, because I think I'm going to be taking April off to settle into my new job, because I'm going to be working more hours. And then I'm going to come back with the new show. We are looking at Tuesdays at 4 p.m. And the reason it's such an obscure time is because, well, most people listen on podcast anyway, but the live listeners that I can think of could quite possibly listen at 4 o'clock anyway. And it's all to do with what I can commit to, because I've got other commitments in the evenings with yoga and bike, motorbike stuff. And I liked doing the early morning one, but at the moment I can't do the early morning one because of my new working hours. However, I miss doing the early morning one. What I could look at doing is shifting my hours around a bit to so that I could work a bit later. But they're going to be really flexible, my new place, which I shall announce on my new show. And there will be new tales, because I will be working in a totally new environment from the crematorium. And what else was I going to say? Yeah, it's Tuesdays, because Tuesdays I don't work. Well, like Tuesdays is my yoga day, when I teach a yoga class, and hopefully might teach another yoga class if I can get my arse in order, get arse together and set it up. So I should never be working really on a Tuesday. So I didn't want to have to be moving it around all the time. I did think about doing a like nomadic show, as in wandering around sometime during the week, but I don't think that's a good idea. So yeah, it's going to be Tuesdays 4 p.m. But I will make some announcements on the site. But I know quite a few of my listeners, because I can inform you personally. Right, so that's it. Let's clear the air and do the gong for the last time on the RPM show, on the breakfast RPM show. Oh, let me know what you think about the name as well, RPM or talk show. Right, take care of yourselves over the next month. I will see you in May. Bye.